The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Let me pull up the Salvation Army website just real quick and hit the refresh button. Last time I checked was about an hour ago, and we were $9,207.49, and that would be $1,207.49 over our goal. Let me hit refresh, see if anyone else. It didn't refresh. It's... Hang on. Refresh. There we go. No, that's okay. We're still at $9,207.49. To my knowledge, today and tomorrow are the last days that you can drop money in our virtual kettle. I think that's correct. If you haven't had the opportunity to give yet, join the others. Please go to the wordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, and drop some money in. It is especially important this Christmas. Salvation Army is under severe attack. As most of you know, they have never been under attack like they are right now. Several big organizations have dumped them, thrown them under the bus, like Chick-fil-A and others. And right here in Central Ohio, they're running about $100,000 behind where they were last year. That's huge, folks. That's huge. Now, we've done our part in that our goal was $8,000. We're at $9,207. But I'd love to see us go even further. More people need to be helped. So if you haven't had an opportunity or you want to give again, we had several people that have given twice. TheWordColumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner and give. Illustration of that principle that I share with you constantly, once you start traveling down a road, don't look at where it will take you in 10 miles, 100 miles. Look at where it will take you in 1,000 miles. Once you abandon the authority of Scripture, there is no end to how far you will abandon, how far you will go away from the teachings of Scripture. We used to see bumper stickers all the time. I haven't seen one for quite a while, but you see bumper stickers all the time. Said, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. It's not true. It was cute, but it's a terrible message. Because if you look at it, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, that implies that it's not settled until I believe it. No, 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 no. God said it, that settles it. Whether I believe it or not has nothing to do with the validity of Scripture. Nothing, zero. If the Word of God is true, it's true. No matter who believes it, no matter who rejects it, if the Bible is true, it's just true. It is not dependent upon whether you believe it or not. You can reject the Bible. That doesn't change whether the Bible is the Word of God or not. So anyway, once you abandon the belief that every single word is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, there is no limit then to where you will go and what you will believe. Got an illustration for you. The Church of Sweden, which is the Swedish Lutheran Church. Church of Sweden, Swedish Lutheran Church. Now, they started going to the left a long, long, long time ago. They claim that they are progressive. They recognized same-sex marriage as a denomination way back in 2009. They have been right at the forefront of LGBTQ activism and so forth. But they have stooped to new lows. According to a website for the Swedish Lutheran Church, a particular church in, what's the city? It doesn't make any difference. Malmo, M-A-L-M-O. That's Swedish. I have no idea how to pronounce it. It's got those little, one of those umlauts, whatever they are over the O. Anyway, the city of Malmo, M-A-L-M-O. And the church is featuring, or was featuring, a brand new painting hung over the altar. Let me read the story. All right? Let me read the story. A lesbian artist named Elizabeth Olsen Wallen painted a picture of the Garden of Eden called Paradise. The painting portrayed a gay Adam and a lesbian Eve, each one with a same-sex partner. Adam, who was light-skinned, had a dark-skinned partner, which some have interpreted as a reference to Muslim immigrants who have come into the nation. Yeah. The Lutheran Church in the city of Malmo received the portrait, quote, with joy, placing it front and center in the altar of the sanctuary. Yeah. Homosexual Adam, a lesbian Eve, each with their respective partners. In the official statement of the church, and I quote, "It is with pride and joy that we receive the painting Paradise in St. Paul's Church." Now think about the irony of that, considering what Paul had to say about same sex. Yeah. The church is St. Paul's Church in this city. The statement said, "It is with pride and joy that we receive the painting Paradise in St. Paul's Church. We need images that open up for greater inclusion and identification in the church. We are grateful for Elizabeth's artistry, which enables us to build a credible church that shows that we all, regardless of who we love and identify as, fit into Paradise." Now, can I get just real practical here just for a moment? What if it was Adam and Steve and not Adam and Eve? In the original creation, which is what this painting portrays, there is Adam and a guy and Eve and a girl in Paradise, in the Garden of Eden. What if that really happened? How many children would they have had? How many descendants would they have had? How many people would be in the human race today? Just think about it. Now, here's where the story turns a crazy, crazy turn. So they received this painting called Paradise. It's Adam and his homosexual partner and Eve and her lesbian partner in Paradise. And the church says, "This is wonderful. We receive it. Isn't this great?" Well, they have since removed it. Why? Because in the painting, there was a serpent. Well, that's, you know, in the Genesis account, there was the serpent. That was Satan. Well, somebody looking at the painting said, "That serpent is transgender." And therefore, the painting is an endorsement of transphobia. Ah! No, I'm serious. And so they put the painting up and bragged about it and boasted about it. A homosexual Adam and a lesbian Eve. And they said, we receive it with joy. This is wonderful. Until somebody said, well, that serpent, that could be a transgender person being portrayed as a serpent. And that's transphobia. And so the same church that put up this blasphemous, evil painting with great pride then turned around and apologized and took it down because it might have portrayed transgender people in a negative light. Now, what in the world the serpent had to do with being trans? I have no idea. But what an illustration. Once you abandon the authority of Scripture, there is no limit to what you will believe, what you will say, what you will do. Wow. Just, I mean, how do you even comment on that? All right, we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, if you had any question about the absolute, total, complete insanity of the liberal left, look no further than this story. And I have waited till later in the program because of little ears that might be listening earlier, and I go into this story with enormous hesitation, but you honestly need to understand how totally insane the liberal left in America has become. And I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm telling you the truth. It's insanity. It is absolute insanity. Let me read the first paragraph of this story. The American Civil Pardon me, didn't get the cough button in time. I apologize. Let me start over. The American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, is calling for men's restrooms to include tampons in order to prevent discrimination against every person who menstruates. If this were a parody, it would be a bad parody. If it was a satire, it would be a bad satire. In a statement from the ACLU, this is an official statement from the ACLU, quote, while free menstrual products are not uniformly provided in women's restrooms, they're almost never available in men's restrooms. Yeah, of course. And then they go on. Men's restrooms are also less likely to have a place to dispose of these products conveniently, privately, and hygienically. What? Now, their statement goes on, and it gets a little more graphic, and that's as far as I'm going to go with it. I'm almost embarrassed to have brought this up. But this is an actual movement from the ACLU to get these feminine products in all men's restrooms. Okay. I don't need to explain. I don't need to go any further because most of you people understand how totally, absolutely insane this is. And then there's this story. In Germany and Canada, the leaders of Germany and Canada are working together to ban, quote, conversion therapy, end quote. Legislation is being presented in Canada and in Germany with the cooperation between the two to ban any kind of counseling that would encourage, now here's the important thing, that would encourage someone who is lesbian, homosexual, bisexual to become straight. Now, if a person who is straight, heterosexual, thinks that they may have homosexual tendencies and they seek out a counselor to give in to those, that's fine. That's okay. But to go the other direction, they want to make it absolutely illegal. And the language in both of these pieces of legislation is so broad that if a Christian, a counselor, a teacher, a pastor, a youth pastor, or a Christian counselor told any person who was feeling same-sex attraction that God could help them with that, they could be fined and sent to jail. According to the bill, conversion therapy means any practice, treatment, or service designed to change an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity to eliminate or reduce sexual attraction or sexual behavior between persons of the same sex. It's only one way. Now, there have been two or three recent research reports, major, big reports indicating same-sex attraction is not something you are born with. It is a choice. It is more environmental. It is more nurture than it is nature. That has now been proven. There is no gay gene. There is no proof whatsoever that someone who is born same-sex attraction and so forth. All of the latest research indicates you can choose. Someone who feels same-sex attraction can choose not to. And vice versa. So this legislation being considered in Canada and Germany fly in the face of the most recent scientific evidence, but is politically correct. And if passed, someone just witnessing to someone about Jesus, if they would have to be same-sex attraction, and they're told that Jesus can liberate them from any sin, they could be arrested. Wow.